The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Sitting on a bar stool, kind of short and kind of square, through the foam in his mustache, his voice filled the air. Talking about a state of mind, son. Talking about the state of Jefferson. It's a wave on a dusty road. It's a logger's heavy load. It's a cattle on the hill. It's a range full of thrills. It's a way of life. Settles in your soul.
Settles in your soul.
Or, as my friend Peter Scales would say, settles in your soul, mate.
Settles in soul, mate. Hats off to Peter.
Good morning.
Good morning, Jefferson.
Good morning, Travis.
Good morning, gentlemen.
So good morning, Lynn.
Good morning. Are you bright-eyed and bushy-tailed today?
I don't know. I do know one thing, that moonshine's not just for breakfast anymore.
It was for dessert last night, wasn't it?
Oh, man. What happened last night?
We had a fundraiser.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, this is Jefferson State of Mind, broadcasting live from KCNR in downtown Reading, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, where the music does sound better. Isn't that right, Wynn?
Yeah, it does.
When does the music sound better?
Always.
So the FM's working.
Must be.
Not a comment. We're also streaming live on KCNR1460.com, and you can... We archive.
We do.
You can, you can listen to this, you know.
You can go back as far as we were on the air and check out the shows there.
Yeah. 7, 8 years ago, something like that.
See how things have
feels
changed.
Feels like it, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Or was that just last night?
Yeah, a little bit of both.
I think so, yes. Anyway, we are broadcasting live. The phone number here is 605-4567, 605-4567. What's on your mind, Jeffersonians? Also, last night we did have a fundraiser. Wynn, you want to expound a little bit on that?
Yeah, we had a great little fundraiser down in Anderson last night, and it's for the recall, to fund the recall.
Yay!
Yeah, tables sold out like lickety-split when it was announced that tables were available.
Yeah.
And it was awesome. The energy in the room and the people that were there, patriots, every one of them.
A lot of people.
A lot of people. It was really good.
You know what we did?
And do you know what? There wasn't a single mask there.
Well, how do you drink moonshine without a mask on?
Well, I guess I could filter it a little bit because you know it's going to go through the mask.
like
everything else does.
Yeah, everything's been going through everything today. So
it was good.
It was fun.
Good food.
Great food. Dill's Deli. Gotta love Dill's Deli.
Oh, man. They are Johnny on the spot.
Oh, man. Their food was amazing, you guys. Hats off to Dill's Deli. If you haven't eaten there, go eat at Dill's Deli. I am telling you, that food is fantastic. The people are great there. Mike is a patriot. Those two, gotta love those two.
Yep.
You gotta love them.
They did a great job.
Yep.
They were all over it.
It was a great event, we had a lot of fun. A lot of people. A whole lot of people. The place was full.
The auction item, when the auction was going on, that was pretty entertaining. Yeah, just watching the battle of the auction and the auctioneer, Chris.
Yeah.
Once again, Chris.
Chris Kellstrom, wow.
He did his magic, and it was pretty fun. He's a good guy. He's got a good sense of humor, and he knows what it's all about, you know, making the money, because that's why everybody's there, you know, to do the auction and so forth. And it was pretty fun just to sit back and watch and hear what was going on.
Yeah, freedom ain't free.
No, it is not.
Unfortunately, we do have a situation where we have to recall these supervisors, you know, and a lot of it isn't because of personality or because of anything other than discernment. Some of the things that they've done, you wonder what they're thinking.
You mean their constitutional violations?
Yeah, the constitutional violations, the Brown Act violations, but you really got to wonder what they're thinking. Where are they coming from? You know, and it's funny because there's programs that are on that discuss how, recall the supervisors, what a silly idea, oh, it'll never work, blah, 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 blah. Well, you could have told that to the 200-plus people that were there last night.
Yeah. Exactly.
Who are willing to put their money where their mouth is.
And they did. They put a boatload of money where their mouth is.
They really did.
And it was awesome to see. And then people were just donating, you know, just handing money for donation to the cause. If they didn't get an auction item, you know, they came over and just gave money.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
You know, and if anybody listened to Matt Nemo's show, I thought that there was a lot of good stuff there. You know, it's getting, it's you really got to start scratching your head and wondering how this is all working out for a lot of people who are the victims of crime. There is so much crime, and as Matt was saying, you know, if you defend yourself, the police are more interested in whether you brandished a gun or not. Mm-hmm. It's some crackhead who may be banging on your door. I mean, we had somebody wandering in our backyard a couple of years ago, just wandering around back there and then kind of dodging behind bushes and stuff. And I went out there and I
encouraged them to leave.
I encouraged them to leave. And I called the police. And, you know, they came fairly quickly. And it was kind of like, you know, well, you know, what's going on and what did you do? And I told them what I did. And it was, again, it's the type of thing where, well, this guy is, you know, I have no idea what he's going to do. You know, well, did he actually threaten you? Well, had something in his hand. What am I mean, seriously? Are you serious?
He's here uninvited. That's a threat.
It's really getting hard to support a system that really isn't supportive of the folks.
Yeah.
And in a lot of cases, that's it. Now, I'm not saying that there isn't a lot of good police officers, because there really is. A lot of good young ones that are coming along here. Great. Point is that, you know, there doesn't seem to be a standard where the private citizen has the opportunity to protect themselves as well as somebody who's a police officer. And, you know, well, you know, a police officer's in harm's way. Well, yeah, okay, but a woman out walking at night isn't. A woman walking down the street isn't. A young man and his kids walking through the park isn't. Seriously? You know, and I think that we have to start looking at where we are as a society. And here in Northern California, I know that Matt was saying that this is Jefferson. It is Jefferson. We do things differently here, and we are different here, and our value system's different here than it is in Los Angeles. I mean, it just is.
Mm-hmm.
You can't make this, you can't denote this thing and say, well, you know, we're all the same, one size fits all. It really doesn't. I'm not saying that there aren't different counties, like Orange County, for example, where we have a lot of good friends. You know, Linca, who's fighting for liberty, and, of course, Peggy Hall. You know, you have all these great people that are out there, and these counties are starting to turn a little bit. You know, they're starting to turn red. And I think that what we have to do is we've got to establish a situation to where the private citizen has their Second Amendment right. That's a Second Amendment right. God-given, protected by the Constitution. To keep and bear arms. Not to put it under your coat. Not to carry it with permission of the sheriff. And if anybody was at that California Rifle and Pistol Association meeting on Thursday night, if you're listening to this or you know somebody who was there, call in. Because, you know, what exactly did we ask the sheriff that night? Did we ask the sheriff, okay, well, if you have allowed concealed carry permits, why don't you allow a 26-150B2 open carry permit? You know, and in fact, why should you have to allow us anyway? That is our God-given right, protected by the Constitution and the Second Amendment, and our Fourth Amendment right on having legal property and be able to carry that and utilize that legal property the way that it's meant to be used. In this case, when you talk about a firearm, that's for protection.
Amen.
Or to ward off totalitarian overreach.
That's protection.
Depending on where you go.
That's protection.
So, you know, I think the thing we have to start understanding is, where do we go with all that? What do you guys think? Where do we go with all that? And what, you know, I walk in here and I look inside the KCNR studio here and I see a Second Amendment flag. And it quotes the Second Amendment. It's an American flag. It's actually a Betsy Ross flag saying second. and then it's and then it Second Amendment, and then it talks about the Second Amendment on there. Well, really and truly, just I would hope that our friend Carl, when he does have the sheriff in next time, says, "Hey, you see this thing up here? Why do we have to get permission?" I mean, I'd love to have somebody call in. I'd like to have somebody from law enforcement call in. I'd love to have the sheriff call in. Anyway, we do have Steve on the line. Steve, how are you today?
Oh, I'm fantastic. It's beautiful up here.
Good.
You know, talking about all the above conversations, you guys, you bring a lot of forward information that the uneducated people need to hear every single day, because every single day maybe you hit one more person. But very simply, we gave away our Constitution by not staying involved, us gray hairs. We turned our backs on it, looking for our retirements and our RVs and all that crap. And now we turn around and we got this big problem. So very simply, we do have the rights. We have the right to carry and protect ourselves. We've given it away, and we just have to take it back. It is the Constitution. And that's my number one conversation with anybody today. You know, I will start with the Constitution first, and they go, "Well, what do you mean?" Well, then, okay, I have to start explaining to them from the very beginning the New World Order and how it's slowly been creeping up on us forever. But if we instill the black and white of the Constitution and keep it very simple, we the people, of the people, for the people, by the people, you know, it's just that simple, and that's how they broke it down in the beginning. And I love you guys' show. I love your passion. That's what we've got to have, passion.
Well, you know,
thank you, guys. You bet,
Steve.
Thank you, Steve.
And, you know, if there's somebody in law enforcement out there, you know, we'd really like a call. You know, it's funny because it seems as if now we could invite the sheriff on here. And this wouldn't be a beat-up session. This isn't something where we have somebody come in and we're just going to browbeat them. We just want to know why. What position do you hold here? You know, again, I know we're not really beating a dead horse with this open carry issue.
No, we just want to get answers.
Yeah, and the thing is, it's all about discernment of when you use the weapon, not necessarily on how you carry the weapon.
Right.
You know, we should all have signs, those of us that are using our Second Amendment right. We should have a sign on our property saying, my neighbor wants to ban guns, so I will honor that request and not protect him with mine. You know, and if that's the case, those people need to understand that if you want guns banned, then who's going to protect you?
Well, the thing is, too, just because you carry a gun doesn't mean you're going to use it.
Exactly.
It's a deterrent.
It's discernment.
It's insurance for your safety. It's insurance for your family safety. It's insurance for your property safety. So if you can deter anybody from violating your safety by just the simple fact of carrying a weapon, then problem solved. Crime rates would go down here in Shasta County. That's a no-brainer. No-brainer.
Yeah, you know, and if you've never been to Washington, D.C., to the to the Holocaust Museum. Okay. I recommend you go.
With all the shoes and everything.
Everything. You know, when you look at the inside, there's actually the inside of showing what one of those chambers looked like. On them, there were scratch marks as people were being gassed, as people were being killed. They were being murdered. And there's scratch marks on the walls.
Trying to claw their way out
through concrete.
Yeah.
You know, and really and truly, if you don't think that can't happen here, then I'll tell you what. Then you're not living in reality. What we've seen, even, you know, and again, you know, if you mention something and you talk about maybe some things you have questions about with law enforcement, people say, "Oh, you're anti-cop." No, no, no. There's no one here that's anti-cop. You know, we all have police in our family.
Well, think about it too. We have, we had an internment camp here in Siskiyou County. Back in the day when all the Japanese were rounded up and put in there, anybody of Asian descent pretty much was put in there up in Siskiyou County. Don't forget that. It's already been done here. It's already been done. And then when you think about all the reservations that the Indians are forced to live on, the Native American Indians that are forced to live on, that's essentially the same thing. They're forced to live in a certain territory because they are who they are. So that's already happened. So what makes you think it's not going to happen to anybody else?
Well, you know, a lot of the things that we allow to happen will not be allowed in the state of Jefferson. They will not. Your Second Amendment right, your right will be your right. The Constitution will be our guide. And we will make sure that the people we elect are held accountable.
Yeah, there are protocols in there for that accountability, so that if they violate the accountability, then guess what? They serve the term. I mean, whether it's criminal or whatever, it's going to happen. They're going to be held to account.
You know, and getting back to the police, you know, the other day there was at least a half a dozen cars and their new armored car that they were escorting through the middle of town. Lights go on, everything. And you kind of wonder about that. You wonder, okay, now that armored vehicle, and I know it was all played down. It really, you know, it just really isn't one, but, you know, it is one. You need that, you know, for what purpose? I mean, you know, I've seen 3-4 police cars around one homeless guy sitting alone. Like, I think it was on Carl's show that they were talking about the one man who was naked, just in the middle of the road. He was just sitting there. Oh, it was Mark Kent about being buck naked.
Yeah, yep.
And on Sovereign Minds, and you know, this guy's naked, and there's all these cops around him. Well, what, you know, I mean, if we only have just a few on duty, they certainly were paying a lot of attention to this guy.
Yeah.
And you know, again, it's the kind of thing where you wonder and you ask, well, oh, you must be anti-cop. No, you know, frankly, don't they work for us? Doesn't the government work for us?
They do. They're supported by our tax dollars.
Mm-hmm. And we have Janet on the phone. Janet, how are you, my
dear? Good morning. I'm awake.
Well, we're all shocked here. I got to get one off the floor. Just a second.
Okay.
The sun. Yeah. The sun normally comes up.
Well, we have daylight savings time, so the sun comes up earlier and all that sort of thing.
Threw you off.
Yes. You were talking about how it won't be the same way in the state of Jefferson. And I can tell you precisely why it will not, because the state of Jefferson is going to be established as a common law constitutional republic as opposed to a corporate state under admiralty law, which is what we have now.
You know,
and that makes all the difference.
Yeah, I want you to explain that a little bit. You know, actually, our law should be based on the Ten Commandments, yes?
That's correct. It should be, and it is under a common law constitutional republic, because that's the basis of our first 10 amendments, is the 10 commandments, sort of loosely. Under Jefferson, we do not have law enforcement. We have peace officers.
Mm-hmm.
We do not have reasonable regulation of our 10 amendments. We have absolute rights. We don't have reasonable suspicion as a standard for arrest. We have due process. We cannot have a Patriot Act. We can't have executive orders. We can't have TSA. All those things are under corporate admiralty law, and they will not be allowed in Jefferson. There's also a very subtle difference that people don't realize, is that under a corporate state, you are persons. Under a common law constitutional republic, you are people.
We the people.
We the people. It doesn't say we the persons.
That's right.
Because persons is an admiralty maritime corporate law.
That's right.
I suggest that if you don't really get what I'm saying, there's a website, Anna Von Writes, ANNAVONREITZ.com.
Well, we're going to have you
go there and start learning how we gave it all away and how we can get it back.
Well, we'll go ahead and I'll just give you the heads up right now. What we want to do is we want to have you come in, and we want to do a program on this, because I think it's so vitally important for people to understand that. I mean, sometimes when they hear admiralty law and common law, they're kind of going, "Oh, what kind of ridiculous thing is this?" Well, it's not ridiculous at all. You know, Janet,
exactly,
is,
and it's a foreign concept.
That's right.
And I mean that on two levels.
Absolutely.
It is foreign. It isn't American.
Amen.
It is a foreign entity. And it's also foreign to them in that they're not aware of it and have not learned about it. But if you want to get back to where we should be, and if you want Jefferson to be a common law constitutional republic, you need to know the difference.
Hey, Janet, can you say the name of the website again?
Yes, AnnaVonWrites.com.
Okay.
And common spelling for AnnaVonWrites.com.
I know the article you sent me on this, Janet, was great. I read it yesterday, and it's so good. It explains it real well. But again,
that's just breaking the ground.
Exactly. That's the tip of the iceberg.
Far more details than that, but right. It's a good place to start.
Yes, it is, and that's why I really think it'd be great, because I think educating people on that is vitally important. So,
I think we've brought the people to the point where they can now begin to understand where we are and what happened and how we get back.
Yes.
And again, I'm going to plug the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association with Richard Mack. He's on to this. He understands. And they're trying to spread it out not just to constitutional sheriffs, but constitutional lawyers and pastors and everybody. We've got to get back to our constitutional republic, and we can't do it under a corporate state.
You know, when Sheriff Mack came out in 2010, we had him at the rodeo grounds, and he was there. We had about 800 people out there, and he was there explaining all of this. It was great. Our sheriff didn't even show up. At the time it was Masenko, he didn't show up.
Position.
Yeah, he didn't even show up. And, you know, the thing is that, one thing that we do is we do live in the communist country of California. You can say all you want. Most of these guys run around with the little Cali hats and all that good stuff. I mean, that's all fine and dandy, except do you realize what any of that really means? Do you understand what you're living under? This governor? This leadership? This totalitarian state?
What you're living under is a corporate admiralty law state.
Yeah, with a little communism thrown in.
That's what communism is. It certainly isn't a constitutional republic.
Exactly. But
every time you go into a court, you are going into an admiralty court, and they do not recognize the Constitution.
Isn't it?
That's why you never get the decision that you want or expect, because they're not the same court that you think you're going into.
Right. Aren't they justices and not judges? Number one, and number two, aren't they sort of
That's
just,
right.
aren't they
in
supposed
a,
to be?
In a corporate state, you go
right.
before a judge in a constitutional republic. It's a justice.
Justice.
And I'm old enough to remember way back in the 50s and 60s,
mm-hmm.
we used to have
mm-hmm.
justice courts.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a common law court.
Mm-hmm.
And they took all those away, and everything then became a municipal court and a superior court. So we lost our common law Article 3 courts.
Well, that is very telling, because we've been to court three times, and guess what?
You bet.
They have not followed the Constitution that we have shoved down their throat in every one of our appeals.
And I was there when we were there for the Second Amendment case, and the judge just as much as said, I don't care what the Constitution says.
Yeah.
Yep, exactly.
He wasn't interested.
In my court, the Constitution is what I say it is.
Exactly.
I think that was the quote.
Yeah.
Because
unbelievable.
It's an admiralty corporate court. And you're never going to get what you want from them. And, you know, then you get into the whole thing of the Federal Reserve and the IRS and
yeah.
Federal Reserve notes, and that's our money system, instead of going back to a republic with our money. It's very deeply entrenched, and people don't even know where they are and what happened. But we can't change it until we know what's wrong.
Yes, ma'am. Well, Janet, we have to leave it there. We're going to have to go off to a break. And
all right.
Anyway, that's Janet Chandler, and we're going to have her on next week.
Yes, sir.
There you
Sounds
go, honey.
Good.
I know you're volunteering,
okay.
right?
Yeah. Oh, sure. Anytime.
Anyway, we're going to go off to our first break.
Bye for now.
Okay. Ta-ta for now.
Bye, Janet.
Bye.
What a wonderful person. What a wonderful lady. Anyway, with that, we're going off to our break. Time has come.
For 51.
Let's get it done.
Amen.
Put a candle The Turtle Bay Spring Plant Sale has been extended. You can now enjoy discounts at the native and climate-acclimated plants from around the world, primed to grow strong and healthy right in your own backyard. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Don't miss Free Fire Radio weekday mornings from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal to riding routes, pop culture, and unsung heroes in the North State. From 7 to 10, tune into Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR also has an incredible weekend lineup, including The Plotline, Jefferson State of Mind, Sovereign Minds, and We the People on KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Meet Stella the Seahorse and her companions in Washed Ashore, Art to Save the Sea, now on display at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Delightful and shocking, this indoor-outdoor exhibition highlights the perils of plastic pollution. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Let them put the fear on you. Stand and deliver. But not a word you heard is true. And if there's nothing you can say, there may be nothing you can do.
Oh, yeah.
Stand and deliver.
Mm-hmm.
We're working on it.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what? Speaking of delivery... April 6th at the Shasta County Board of Supervisors meeting, we had some patriots deliver a notice of recall. And it was an awesome sight to see. And these people are putting themselves out there as part of the whole group that is working very hard on this movement. And they're doing it for the reasons that we're talking about, we've always talked about, you know, accountability by our elected officials, who people cannot forget. They are the employees of the taxpayers of the county. Do not forget, they are the employees of the taxpayer of the county. So when the employee violates the trust of the job that they were entrusted with, their oath of office, which they take several, shouldn't they be fired or at least held to account or at least respond to it? None of which has happened. They don't respond. They deny everything. They try to skirt it by talking out of both sides of their mouth without addressing the issues and the facts. And so the citizens of our great county are done. They're tired of it, and we're going to move forward. And, yeah, this we've noticed it for a long time that this has been going on, but this pandemic really put it into hyperdrive as far as what was going on here in Shasta County. And I think that with all the good people that are out there that are working this movement, no matter what capacity they're working this movement in, you know, the big stuff, the little stuff, all the stuff in between, they are patriots, and they want it corrected now. And so the process we are going through is a constitutionally developed process that we can go through, and they're doing it right. And they're doing everything by the book and above board and totally open for viewing, criticism, scrutiny, what have you. And the big thing is, when they're doing that, they're making some serious headway. And we're making some good notification to the Board of Supervisors that, you know what, those days are over. And it's not just going to be the Board of Supervisors. Look at what's happening in Chico now. The good citizens down there are recalling school district, Board of School, school board, excuse me.
Yep.
Four of the five school board members are recalling them for some of the same kind of reasons here. But, you know, that's what's going to take. It's going to start taking all these kinds of actions all over the place for the people that sit on these boards and serve in these positions to understand and to realize and to operate the way they're supposed to and not violate it and not get in there to do something that's going to, you know, grease their palms or help somebody else out that they have connections with or they have to respond to a bribe or whatever. Who knows what's going on? But we have to get this corrected. We need to get it corrected immediately, and this is the process in which we're going through.
Yeah, and with that, we do have a caller on the line. Steve, what say you?
Yeah, thanks again. I'm sorry to interrupt you guys, but you're talking about the oath, and I just found out yesterday or a couple of days ago, actually, we were at a Republican women's luncheon thing. They changed the name, but I won't go into that because I can't remember what they changed the name to. This 90-year-old guy I was sitting next to, I said, what are you into now? And he says, well, I'm trying to save the dams again, once again. But he went into the Admiralty Law stuff a little bit further, and he said that and we got into the constitutional sheriffs, and he said that they take an oath to the United States. That's Admiralty Law. They do not take the oath to the United States of America, which is the Constitution, and that's what our we've all been taking these oaths to. When I was running for office, I had to take the oath. I had my feet crossed under the counter because it was to California. California is communist. I'm not going to support communist California. No way. There to throw California down.
Well, don't forget, Steve, it's United States for America is the Constitution.
Okay,
United States of United States of America is the corporate part of it.
Right.
Where we are we are the subjects and we are not the citizens. We are citizens under United States for America. Very big distinction between those two words.
Right. That's how simple it gets, and that's what we really have to get down to, the simplicity of it. We keep talking around and around and around, but if we keep our words very simple and to the black and white of everything, we can break this down much simpler to the people that are still not getting it.
Well, I think a lot of this, too, is, we really got to get back to the local government. Alyssa McEwen, who heads up Open Shasta, did an amazing job on Fox News. She was absolutely fantastic.
At 1 o'clock in the morning.
At 1 o'clock in the morning, it's like, boy, girl.
Yep.
She was amazing. She did such a great job. So articulate. I'll tell you what, Alyssa can chew gum and walk at the same time. No question about that.
Amen.
But she did such a great job. And, we have so much so many great young people that are standing up. I think the thing I like the best, Steve, and just to caveat a little bit on what you said, or off of what you said, and that is that we have a lot of the young people now that are getting it. The thing I love about people like Carlos and Jesse and Melissa, Alyssa, Melody, all these great people, they're quick studies. They get it. It isn't like, oh, gee whiz, it has to be explained to me 50 times. I mean, they're getting it. Bunch of very, very smart young people. And it's great. I mean, this whole thing has been wonderful. We had this, by the way, Steve, we had this one program that's on the radio that was talking about the red, white, and blueprint movement. Not even the first thing out of the guy's mouth was he was talking about the facts. Well, the fact is that the red, white, and blueprint isn't a movement. They're documenting the movement. The movement is Open Shasta. So, I mean, the whole thing is just... I love it when liberals come on and they talk about, well, here's the facts, and they spew all these ridiculous facts with absolutely saying not where they got it from. Well, we deal on facts here. Did you know that President Biden got really 95% of the vote? According to what? According to your opinion? Anyway, Steve, anything else, my brother?
Yeah, one more thing, if
sure.
you will. Mount Shasta, which is typically very liberal,
mm-hmm.
has got an exciting new group going on with the Patriots. They call us the Patriots group. The second and fourth Tuesday of every, I'm not sure which one it is, Wednesday of every month, the second and fourth Wednesday of every
month. But you hit 3 days of the week. They're one of those days. Anyway, go ahead.
They have a group now because of our movement up here.
Good.
We now, they used to have a group that fell apart. Now they're back together again. Very strong, very active group, very passionate group. So if you guys want to get word of that and come up and support them, we need everybody to support each other in our actions and bring these 23 counties together.
Amen, brother.
You're right about that.
Show.
All right, brother. Thank you
Steve.
So much.
Thank you.
You know, and Steve's right. I mean, Steve is absolutely right. You know, when you talk about we need to get together as counties, we have a group called the Freedom Coalition, and we meet at Glad Tidings Church down in Yuba City. We meet down there one Friday a month. I think it's the first Friday. I want to say it is the first Friday of the month. And it's been fantastic. I mean, we've got there's four counties that we know of down there that are doing what we're doing. That's pushing back hard against the supervisors. You know, and really and truly, I mean, you know, we talk about constitutional sheriffs, and Richard Mack is a constitutional sheriff. And what that means is he follows the Constitution. What that means is he understands common law versus admiralty law. What that means is he understands what his position is and how to serve the people. And in California, we don't have one constitutional sheriff. And I don't know about you guys, but I sure get tired of hearing these guys come on the radio and give us the same old crap. Same crap every time. Same stuff every time. You know, this was the reason that Sheriff Magrini said that basically he didn't want to issue any 26-150 B2s, carry.
Open carry permit?
Uh-huh. He didn't want to do.
So why do we need a permit to open carry?
Well, here's the thing. This is why he didn't want to do it. He said, my officers will be called away from really important stuff because people will be brandishing a weapon. Well, duh. How about we put that in the newspaper, we put it on the radio, we put it on the internet, we let people know that in 2 weeks, everyone who has a concealed carry permit now may also have a 26-150 B2 open carry permit. Therefore, they can choose to wear their protection wherever they want to wear their protection, depending on the circumstance. Of course, if you're at McDonald's with the kids, you don't need to open carry. If you're walking through the park in Reading, may not be a bad idea if you're with your grandkids to deter crime. Anyway, I asked him two questions. One is, well, up until 2012, you could open carry here. So what's the difference?
What changed?
And I said, it's making the public aware. It's sort of like, oh, okay, well, when you have a stop sign downtown, there's a new stop sign here downtown, and there's a sign in front of that stop sign, a blinking sign saying, you know, this law will be enforced at such and such a time. There's a stop sign here. I want you to be aware of it. Duh. You know, I am so tired of these, you know, I don't want to say what I'm really thinking.
He's got the button.
I probably can't say what I'm really thinking.
He's got the button.
Covering the button. But I mean, you know, are you serious? I mean, if the sheriff has the courage to come on some of these programs, why don't we just ask him these real questions? Why don't we ask him? I mean, again, I'm looking at this Second Amendment flag behind me, but that Second Amendment flag in this studio doesn't mean anything if you've got to get permission from one of your employees to have that right. Please call me and straighten me out here. Somebody call me. Sheriff McGraney, give me a call. Straighten me out on this. I mean, seriously? You know, at what point do we just stand and say, enough is enough? Enough is enough. I mean, look at what the president is doing. Look what the president is doing. Do you think they're trying to take your guns? Duh. I mean, what do you think? I mean, to me, I can't understand how something so clear can be so ambiguous in the minds of some people. How something so clear as a God-given right protected by the Constitution that's so clear, how in the hell can you take it for, well, you know, people really should be you know, they need to get a concealed carry and, you know, go through this class, that class, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And once you do that, then, you know, that's good. But just, boy, make sure that thing's concealed. Another excuse was Tom Vasinko made the comment when he was sheriff that it made his officers nervous. It could make his officers nervous to see open carry. Well, that's a training issue. That's a training issue. And it's sort of like, you know, a lot of responses from deputies and police at this point aren't anywhere near as quick as a lot of police departments and maybe faster than others. So during that time, you need to have the right to protect yourself and your family.
Amen. Hey, I'm not going to disagree with anything you said. You're right on everything. And you kept Travis nervous. He was hovering over that button.
He was. I did good, huh?
So where do we go
from
here?
You did great.
Where do we go from here?
Well, I think we've got to get Sheriff McGreaney to commit to something.
But how's that? That going to affect anything we're doing here? Nothing. It's not.
Well, here's how it'll affect it. You mean as far as affecting
what good people are working on right now?
Oh, you mean as far as a recall?
Yeah.
Oh.
That didn't affect it at all. I mean, you know, he's just going to be one of those that, you know, he's doing what he does.
Oh, well, maybe the word recall fits there, too.
It fits every one of them that's supposedly elected. But he was appointed.
Good point, my friend.
He was appointed, remember?
Mm-hmm. 22 of the sheriffs in the 58 counties.
Were appointed.
Mm-hmm.
That's how they're getting around this, you guys. You got to keep your eyes open. Keep your spidey sense heightened, because when things like this starts happening, it gets you... it makes you nervous. So we just have to be on the alert.
We have Mark on the line. Kemosabe, is this you?
Good morning, Mark.
Yep.
Hey.
Yep, it's me. How you guys doing?
Good, Mark. How you doing?
Oh, pretty good. I've been listening to the show, and I just, I can't help myself. I got to chip in on this.
Yeah.
Look, you have rights. I guess I'm trying to follow this admiralty common law thing, and I just can't. I got to tell you, I think it's a diversion. I think it's a rabbit hole. But quite frankly, you have rights because you were created by the most free being in the universe. That would be God Almighty. You were created in His image, and as such, being a free and independent being, you have certain inalienable rights, and these rights are self-evident because you were born a free and independent being. We have allowed the rights to be taken from us. They're still rights. They're still there. They're still ours. Rights don't come and go. They don't disappear with the whim of politicians and different sheriffs who will or won't do things. The only way we lose rights is we fail to exercise them. And we fail to exercise them for many reasons, one of which is fear of arrest, one of which is fear of taxation, one of which is fear of fines. I have never failed to execute a right because I thought I was under admiralty law. The Constitution itself is very plain and very clear. We have a Bill of Rights that's attached to that Constitution. The idea that the Anti-Federalists had at the time was to create a laundry list, if you will, which the Federalists disagreed with. The Federalists said, we don't need a laundry list because there are certain things that government just has no power over. But the Anti-Federalists said, well, you know, wait a minute, that sounds good, but it doesn't quite crack up in practice because politicians crave power, and absolute power corrupts absolutely, and on. And so they wanted this laundry list, which were things that were above government's policy table, the right to speak freely, the right to exercise your religion, the right to a free press, the right to assemble peacefully, the right to petition for redress, the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. You have the right to be secure in your person, house, property, from unreasonable searches and seizures. You have a right to a speedy public trial, and on and on and on and on and on. Those things have never changed. They're not changing. Discussions, hence, are usurpations of power unconstitutionally, as both Thomas Paine alluded to and William Penn alluded to with the Parliament.
Yes.
In other words, the long train of abuses, which we as humans suffer because it's easier to suffer these abuses until you discover the evil and pernicious design of these abuses, and their logical end is your lack of liberty and your lack of freedom. We allowed this to happen. No one stole it from us in the middle of the night by decree. It happened because we weren't paying attention and we allowed it to happen. We are the only ones that can stop it from happening and go back to a constitutional frame of mind with constitutional law. There is no such thing as a constitutional sheriff. There can't be. By definition, the word sheriff isn't even in the Constitution. Sheriffs can act constitutionally.
Right.
And that every sheriff should aspire to, but quite frankly, in California, none of them do.
None of them do.
Because none of them will watch you walk down the street with an exposed weapon in California and fail to act on it. Mm-hmm. None of them. So, you know, sheriffs can act constitutionally. Quite frankly, it's the state of California. Oh, and by the way, it was that champion of liberty, Ronald Reagan, who stripped you of your right to openly carry a loaded weapon. And it was the California legislature that by fiat in Penal Code 25850 stripped you of your rights, or excuse me, 26400 and 26350, that stripped you of your right to openly carry an unloaded weapon. Well, that right isn't gone. You still have it. Just no one exercises it because they're afraid of getting arrested or afraid of getting fined or afraid of losing something, you know, liberty, freedom, money, whatever it might be. So until we, the people, are prepared to act and reclaim these liberties and send the message to government that we will not submit, then those liberties will still be usurped and taken from us and stripped and legislatively modified under creepy Joe Biden and his liar vice president by a criminal in Sacramento who's guilty of violating federal law. In fact, the president of the United States is a criminal. He's guilty of violating federal law. And he did it knowingly and willfully by harboring and shielding illegal aliens and throwing open the southern
Absolutely.
Border, even though Congress has the right to regulate all naturalization and immigration. And all these other conversations, to me, they're just rabbit trails. I mean, look, we have big issues, and those issues are we free and independent beings or are we not? The answer to the question right now is we are not. And if you doubt that, walk past the police station a couple of times with your holster on the outside of your shirt and your weapon in it. If you doubt that, do things that you know you have the right to do, but you would be arrested for doing. And I would say if we had 100,000 people that were ready to walk to Sacramento and engage in demonstrations to tell the government that we will not submit, you might find different behavior in government. And they might do the Bundy thing where they take everybody's picture and they try to round you up separately. Because, look, if we don't hang together, we will most assuredly hang separately. I don't care what you call it. Black's law says common law is law that issues from the courts. Well, hell, courts change the law all the time just because they want to. I mean, I'm not sure that's a great thing. Admiralty law is law that comes from maritime activities. I really don't know what that means either, except when you sell stuff off a boat, it's certificated in a way that you can tell where it came from or something. I mean, that's all that stuff means to me, because here's the bottom line to me. I am a creation of the Lord God Almighty, and as such, I have certain inalienable rights, and those rights are to be exercised, or I have rejected a gift from my God.
You know, Mark,
that's the bottom line.
Right. You know, Mark, you made some really good points. One of the things I want you to clarify, because I think what you did is some people say there's a constitutional sheriff, but what you just said is absolutely correct. It's a sheriff that follows the Constitution, that adheres to it. And is that the definition you see?
Yeah. I mean, like I said, the word sheriff isn't in the Constitution anywhere,
right.
And I've read it 100 times. So, you know, there are sheriffs who adhere, subscribe to, and follow the
mm-hmm.
Constitution of the United States, or there are not. And I submit to you, in California, there may be some somewhere, but I'm not aware of any.
Well, I think a lot of this, you know, it's kind of like a term. This is the term we're using, but you're absolutely correct about what you're saying. It's a term we use, but I think that the idea of, you know, a sheriff that follows the Constitution, adheres to it, that defends it, that defends his people against tyranny. The other thing I wanted to bring up, too, it's interesting what your viewpoint on admiralty law and common law. And, you know, Janet called in. She had a viewpoint. Next week she's going to be on. It'd be good if you'd call in, and maybe we can kind of see the common ground there. But there's some things. Let me just finish my thought real quick. And that is that, to me, there were things that you both said that I agree with. I mean, first of all, you know, how many different – I mean, the only way we stop them is, like you're saying, it's pretty simple. We don't comply. That's the way we stop them. So what say you?
Well, I say I will not submit. That's not even compliance. I will not submit to tyranny, period. And I think these are human rights. You know, Janet's a very, very educated woman, and I would never argue with her about the paperwork, the paper trail involved in all of this. But what I'm saying is that a very famous man once said that any act contrary to the constitutional is an unlawful usurpation of power, and that's what we have to defeat. I don't care where it came from. I don't care where you call it. What you call it, I don't care what title you hang on it. For example, the Federal Reserve Act, written on Jekyll Island in 1913 by a bunch of bankers, is in order to get Woodrow Wilson to suck us into World War One, which succeeded. That has a lot of names, but what it was an unconstitutional usurpation of power with complicity from the politicians involved, and should have been resisted by the people, and it wasn't.
It was not.
And the result was, and the result was, lots of people died.
That's right.
And that's the result every time we allow tyranny to succeed. You can hang whatever label you want on it, but when tyranny succeeds, lots of people die. That's been my experience all over the world.
Now, Mark, we have
when tyranny succeeds, lots of people die.
Okay, we have 2 minutes left. Do you want to wrap it up, my good friend? We've got 2 minutes.
Well, I say fight. I say stand. Yep. I say it's time. And like I said, you can hang a label on it if you want to, but it's to me, I must be a simpleton because it's a lot more simple to me. I say fight for your liberty or lay down as you lose it. And the time has come for 51, because the only way we can do that is to create our own state where we make the rules. And in that, I totally agree with Janet. And we must make rules that are very difficult, if not impossible, for future generations of liars and politicians to change. We can guard liberty for 50 generations, at least, if we do this right, and labels be damned. I say, give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Mark Baird, and oh boy, I'll tell you what. I mean, when he speaks, I still take notes. And as he said, I'll just tell you exactly what he tells me on time. He goes, man, how can you take notes? You hear my crap all the time. The deal is, Mark, you are absolutely so well-versed, as is Janet. We're blessed with so many great leaders. And time has come for 51, because we have to be looking at the apportionment, the representation, getting back to those simple things. We need representation. The people, it's we the people. It isn't we the person, it is we the people.
Amen.
And the thing we have to start understanding is that we need to stand up now, like Alyssa McEwen, like Melissa Magana, like Melody Fowler, Kathy Stainbrook, Carlos Zapata, Jesse Lane, Wynn Carpenter,
Terry Raposa. Travis the bomb.
Yeah, the hat man.
He keeps us out of trouble.
Yeah, good hat today. Good hat, buddy. Anyway, the thing we have to be looking at now is, where do you stand? Where do you stand? Will you stand? We must stand, because time has come.
For 51.
We will get it done.
Hey, CA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? It's not our bill. We had no say. You don't serve us. You serve LA.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.